I want to talk for a minute about the Tea Party. Not this newfangled, I am not a witch, Rush is right, we're not actually a political party, but we call ourselves the Tea Party Tea Party. I want to talk about the original Boston Tea Party and why you should be offended that the current teabaggers have taken that great American protest's name in vain. In order to talk about the Boston Tea Party of 1773, we first have to go back 150 years or so to the year 1600 and talk about the formation of the British East India Company, the corporation whose tea was dumped into the harbor that day. It could be said that it was not the Puritan pilgrims who founded America, but the British East India Company. The pilgrims traveled on ships owned by the company, which had already founded the first colony at Jamestown in the Commonwealth of Virginia, so named for the Virgin Queen Elizabeth, who founded and chartered the corporation in 1600 with 218 English merchants and aristocrats. The British East India Company was founded to take advantage of the great wealth that had just been, quote, discovered in the New World, and to consolidate power for England in that new age of global trade. By the 1760s, this transnational corporation dominated trade from China to India to the Caribbean and controlled nearly all commerce in North America with subsidization from the British throne. But all this power came at a price. The company had put itself deep into debt to buy that domination. So it turned back to its protector and benefactor, the British government and royalty, and started lobbying for laws that would protect its interests against the many small businesses and entrepreneurs that were popping up in the growing colonies. Many of the stockholders in the company were also members of the aristocracy or the government, so this was no great feat to pull off. Sound familiar? Due to vigorous protests by the colonists and a successful boycott of British imported goods, Parliament had earlier repealed taxes on lead, glass, paper, and paint. In order to protect its own vested interests in the British East India Company, however, they had kept the tax on tea. By 1773, a series of laws had been passed that effectively gave the company a monopoly on tea in the American colonies and exempted it from the tea taxes that were levied on the rest of the merchants operating there. This allowed the company to undercut its competition's tea prices and even to put them out of business. Well, those scrappy colonists were not going to take this lying down. A pamphlet that was circulated around the colonies at that time, titled The Alarm, articulated just what the colonists thought of the British East India Company.
Their conduct in Asia for some years past has given simple proof how little they regard the laws of nations, the rights, liberties, or lives of men. They have levied war, excited rebellions, dethroned lawful princes, and sacrificed millions for the sake of gain. The revenues of mighty kingdoms have entered their coffers, and these not being sufficient to glut their avarice, they have, by the most unparalleled barbarities, extortions, and monopolies, stripped the miserable inhabitants of their property and reduced whole provinces to indigence and ruin. 1,500,000, it is said, perished by famine in 1 year, not because the earth denied its fruits, but because this company and their servants engulfed all the necessaries of life and set them at so high a price that the poor could not purchase them.
On December 16, 1773, three ships arrived in Boston Harbor carrying British East India Company tea. Over 3,000 angry colonists met at Faneuil Hall and voted that the shipment should not be allowed to come ashore. In the dead of night, a large group of men went out to the ships and hacked open 342 wooden containers, dumping 90,000 pounds of tea into the harbor. They cost the British East India Company nearly 10,000 pounds, or what today would be close to $1 million. The Boston Tea Partiers were revolutionary activists, destroying the property of a giant multinational corporation that controlled commerce and was incestuously linked to government and the powers that be. They were taking a stand for a fair and sustainable local economy, free of the destructive force of market monopoly. Their statement helped to launch the revolution that led to the founding of these here United States of America. As Barry Lynn of the New America Foundation has said, today's corporations are private governments who are concentrating power with new technologies and the rise of globalization. The current Tea Party movement is intimately linked with some of the most pro-corporate politicians and lobbyists in the country, including Dick Armey, the Koch brothers, Rupert Murdoch, Rand Paul, and of course, the terrifyingly ubiquitous Sarah Palin. Now, I don't want to deny the teabaggers their democratic right to lawfully and ethically fight for whatever agenda they believe in, but I just wish they had picked a more appropriate name and would leave the legacy of the Boston Tea Party untarnished.
For Full Circle, this is Jen Chien.